Do you ever let pride keep you from asking for help? Today on Telling the Truth, Pete Briscoe looks into God's Word to answer that tough question, when is it time to see a counselor? That's coming up, but first, Pete Briscoe wants to help you discover God's best for your marriage by sending you a copy of his brand new teaching, Modern Marriage. Today's culture and biblical truth don't always see eye to eye when it comes to marriage or relationships. But this series takes those issues head on, exploring questions like, is there equality in marriage? Or when is it time to see a marriage counselor? Discover what God's Word says about those often awkward issues and let Him strengthen your marriage with His truth. Get your copy of this timely resource when you give today to help keep God's Word on air and online through this broadcast so others can experience life in Christ. Call now to give and request your copy of Modern Marriage, 1-800-889-5388, 1-800-889-5388. Now, here's Pete with his helpful message, when is it time to see a counselor?
Honey, I think we need to go to counseling. Or, honey, I think you need to go to counseling. Or, I think you need help. Or, if we don't go to counseling, I'm out of here. Regardless of what words are used or what tone is employed, when this type of statement is made, it's an awkward moment. Awkward's probably too slight a word. The tension rises in the room. Heart rates start to accelerate. Our blood pressure rises. It's scary. In my experience, what happens next after a statement like that is made, what happens next will largely determine the future of this relationship. Some of you have said that to your spouse. You said, honey, I think we need to go to counseling. And the conversation was never finished. However your spouse responded, it's still hanging in the air. Some of you have been thinking you might need to try counseling, but you've never actually verbalized it. Some of you aren't married. Some of you are single, and there's things in your life that you just can't get on top of, and you've thought about going to counseling. You've even told yourself, honey, I think I need to go to counseling. But even there by yourself, it feels awkward. It feels strange. Counseling is awkward. The reason I want to help you with this conversation today is because I want you to experience the life of Christ in all his fullness. And when we are stuck, when individually we're stuck somewhere, or as a couple when we're stuck, then we don't experience his life fully. So we've got to figure out how to get unstuck when we're stuck. Libby and I went to counseling a number of years ago. We had a conversation about meeting with a counselor to form a relationship. So if we ever did need help, we'd already have a relationship. We'd kind of level set expectations. And so we went and sat down with this counselor and told him what we wanted. And he's like, okay, we could do that if you want. And looked at his watch and said, well, we still have 57 minutes left in the hour. Can I ask you a few questions? And we're like, sure, go ahead. And so he asked this question and that, and he started to probe and prod. And we walked out of there an hour later wondering if our marriage would survive. I mean, he had discovered and unearthed some blind spots that we didn't even know, we weren't even aware of. And marriage actually got a little harder for us for a while as we went back and we started to deal with some stuff that we really needed to deal with. And after 4 weeks, he said, all right, Libby, I'm done with you. Pete, I need you back next week. So I came back. Unfortunately, I wasn't very excited about it. And in the course of two or three times with him, he challenged me about grace. He said, Pete, you haven't owned grace yet. And I told him, I've just preached a series on it. He said, you could preach a series on it. You could write a book about it. You could tattoo the word grace on your forehead if you want, but you haven't owned it for yourself yet. And he read to me from the book of Romans, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. He said, Pete, do you believe that? I said, theoretically, yes. He said, what does that mean? And he started to poke and prod and pry and challenge me. And in that conversation, God opened my eyes to grace in a new and fresh way, and it launched me into a new life. I didn't want to go to counseling. I wouldn't trade going to counseling for anything in the world. But it was awkward. It was hard. One of the reasons I went to counseling is because my daddy taught me when I was young that wisdom is knowing where to find it. Wisdom is recognizing that you don't know everything and that there are people out there that do and that they can help you if you will simply ask. Wisdom is knowing where to find it. We do this, you do this in your businesses, right? You find someone who's made it in your business and you go and you listen to them or they mentor you or you buy their books and you do it all the time. If your kids are athletically gifted, you'll actually go and find someone who does skill training and you'll get them to help because you don't know how to do it, but someone else does. We ask for help in almost every area of our life. Why not with our marriage? Almost every healthy person I have ever met has spent some time in a counselor's office. Almost everyone. And yet most people resist. It's tragic to me. In my experience, which isn't extensive, but it's 30 years of working with people and working with couples. In my experience, it's usually the guy who resists more. It's usually the wife who says, honey, I think we need to go to counseling. And it's usually the guy who drags his feet. Libby and I were in Spain and we were driving early one morning to the airport. We had to fly out and it was a very early flight. So we had to leave our bed and breakfast in the very northwest corner of Spain at 4 o'clock in the morning. And all I had to get to the airport 2 hours away was Siri. And so we hopped in the car. Libby fell asleep. I'm driving through all these back roads in northern Spain. Siri tells me to turn. I turn. She tells me to turn again. I turn. No idea where I am. I'm just following Siri. Siri said, you have now reached your destination. Which was shocking to me because I was in a cobblestone street in a village in the middle of nowhere. There wasn't an airport for miles. I thought, oh, Siri, you failed me. Now what do I do? I kind of poked Libby and I said, I think we're lost. She said, well, we should ask someone. I said, no. I got this. We'll figure it out. I drove around a little bit more and I came upon a woman with a suitcase standing outside a house, just on the street. Libby said, you should ask her. She looks like she's going to the airport. Ask her. So I pull over. I said, are you going to the airport? She said, well, my taxi didn't arrive. And so I don't know how I'm going to get there. I said, do you know the way? She said, yeah. I said, do you want a ride? Get in. We'll take you to the airport. She got us there. See, but I needed Libby to tell me twice to ask for help. What is it about men that makes it so hard for us to ask for help? I think there's a couple reasons. One is because we don't think we're really all that lost. I mean, it could be worse. We're not that lost. It could be worse. Another reason is because we think we can figure it out on our own. In fact, ladies, a little secret into the male psyche. We want to figure it out on our own. We think you're impressed when we figure it out on our own. That's why we do it. We just want to do it on our own. And when I talk to couples about going to counseling, and many times, almost invariably, the woman is like, yes. And the man's like, It's really for the two same reasons. It's not that bad. I mean, I know marriages that are worse than ours, and they're not going to counseling. Like, that's an argument against counseling. I want to figure it out on my own. We'll figure this out on our own. We don't need professional counseling. We figure it out on our own. It's the same stuff. And we drag our feet. What we don't realize is that the way we respond to, honey, I think we need to go to counseling, will most likely determine the future of our relationship. There's a stigma attached to it for some reason. What happens in that room, we wonder? What do they do in there? If I go to counseling, does that mean I'm crazy or I'm weak or I'm a failure? What if someone sees me coming out of that office? What will they think? And so we're afraid and so we don't. I'd love to spend a little time destigmatizing counseling. Because as I've already said, if you're going to experience life to the full, you've got to get unstuck. As a couple, you've got to get unstuck.
You're hearing today from Pete Briscoe on Telling the Truth. He's coming right back with more biblical wisdom to help you find the right guidance for your marriage. But before he dives back in, for many, our smartphones have become our social connection. But you can use your phone and make a spiritual connection with the free Telling the Truth mobile app. You can listen to daily programs, read and comment on Briscoe devotions, find relevant teaching and reading plans, and share thoughts and prayers on the community wall. Get Telling the Truth's smartphone app through your app store. Remember, you can give to support Telling the Truth on our mobile app or via text when you send TTT to 313131. Text TTT to 313131. Pete Briscoe is releasing his brand new teaching, Modern Marriage, and taking a close look at how biblical truth and modern culture often disagree when it comes to relationships. Pete wants to encourage you to push past the awkwardness and really look at how Scripture answers relevant questions, like, should we live together before marriage? Or what does the Bible say about marrying after divorce? These aren't easy topics, but when you know what God's Word says about them, you'll be able to work towards God's best for your relationship. We'd love to send you a copy of this four-message series as thanks for your support today. It's only because of your help that Telling the Truth is able to reach more people like you all over the world with biblical wisdom to help them experience life in Christ. So call now to give, and don't forget to request your copy of Modern Marriage when you do. 1-800-889-5388. Again, that's 1-800-889-5388, or give online at tellingthetruth.org. All right, it's time to get back to Pete with today's message from his series, Modern Marriage.
So let me start by asking a simple question. Why is counseling sometimes necessary? Why is counseling sometimes necessary? To start to answer this question, I take you to a lovely passage in the book of Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 1. Song of Solomon is a love story. Beautiful love story about a young couple who falls in love, and they get married. And they get married right around chapter 4 and 5. And in chapter 5, verse 1, it's the bridesmaids and the groomsmen, the chorus, who are singing to the couple who have just gotten married. And here's what they sing. Eat, O friends, and drink. Drink your fill, O lovers. What they're saying is, get drunk on love. Get drunk on each other. Be intoxicated with love. Give yourself fully to each other. Fill your lives with one another. Drink each other in. Drink your fill of one another. And this is what we do on the wedding day. I mean, it's like I get to spend the rest of my life with my favorite person. Everything is just so awesome. Yay! Right? I mean, this is the wedding day. And then life starts to happen, and life is hard sometimes. And this couple had some hard stuff in their life too. In fact, in chapter 2, verse 14, she is struggling with something. And so he says to her, my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the hiding places on the mountainside, she's hiding from him. Something's wrong in their relationship, so she's hiding. Show me your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. Catch for us the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, our vineyards that are in bloom. So something's wrong in their relationship. And what tends to happen when something's wrong is we start to hide from one another. We start to pull away, distance ourselves. And he senses this. And I love what he does. He says to her, let me see your face. Hey, stop hiding from me. Let me see your face. Let's get knee to knee. Let's look eye to eye. And then let me hear your voice. Speak it. Say what's going on. Tell me what's going on. Ladies, we will never figure it out if you don't tell us. We won't. Please tell us. Tell us what's going on. And then he says, let's go catch those foxes. The foxes are the little things that get into our marriage. They're not huge things. They're not elephants. They're not trampling the vineyard. They're just little things that just go around and they gnaw on the vines. And they wreck things. And he says, let's go catch the foxes together. Let's deal with what we need to deal with together. And apparently they did, because the next verse says this. My beloved, she's speaking, my beloved is mine and I am his. He browses among the lilies, which means exactly what you think it means. They have made up, right? And so this is marriage. drink your fill, kill the foxes, drink your fill, rinse and repeat. Drink your fill, kill the foxes, drink your fill. This is marriage. Sometimes the foxes start reproducing. Sometimes the foxes get too many to count. Sometimes the foxes take over the vineyard. And when the foxes rule the farm, that's when we go find help. That's when we get help, when we simply can't do it ourselves. So you say, if for sake of argument, I decide I will step into a counseling relationship, who do I go to? All right, I'm going to tell you three names. I'm going to give you three names of people to go to. You ready? You need to write these down because when the time comes, you're going to want to know who to go to. The first one is an incredible counselor. His name is God. He's unbelievable. Here's one of the things that I discovered as I was studying for this sermon, is that all three persons of the Trinity are called a counselor at some point. They counsel us. Let me show you in Psalm chapter 32. This is God the Father speaking. He says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will say it, counsel you. And the word counsel there is yes. Yes. It's kind of like a Southern woman saying yes. Yes. And it means to advise, to counsel, to consult. It means to help, to come alongside and help. It's a beautiful word. It's what a counselor does. And God the Father says, I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. I'm watching you. I know what's going on. I'm looking at your marriage. I know how you're struggling. I see it. Then he says, do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Don't be stubborn. Horses are stubborn. You got to put this thing in their mouth. You got to pull them around. He said, I don't want to do that. He said, I will do that if I have to. If you keep rebelling, I will. I'll put it in and I'll direct you. I'll lead you. I would much rather you just freely listen to what I say and follow me. I will counsel you. But it wasn't just the Father who is a counselor. You probably know this verse, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, talking about Jesus long before he was born. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, right? Almighty God and Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He is the Wonderful Counselor. This word also comes from, yes. It means a counselor, an advisor, a consultant. It's Jesus. He is wisdom personified. And as you see him go through his earthly life in the Gospels, you see wisdom just pouring out of him to everyone he meets. But he has a conversation with his disciples one day. It's recorded in John 14, 16 through 17, where he says, I will ask the Father and he will give you another what? Counselor, another counselor. Why do they need another one? They've already got Jesus. Well, he's just told them he's leaving. He's going to be ascending to heaven. But he says, don't worry, because another counselor will come. I have been your counselor, but another one is coming. He'll be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and he will be in you. All three members of the Trinity are counselors. They want to help. God wants to help. June and Joan, it's not their real names, have been married for 2 months. Money is already an issue. That didn't take long, did it? They're struggling to pay the bills. One night they're having a conversation and John says, you know what? I could ask my parents for a loan. And June's heart just sinks like, oh, no, we can't ask our parents. Let's start this way. Well, we got to come up with something. And they're like, well, let's pray. Let's just ask God for some ideas. And so they start praying together and they start praying individually. A few days later, they're having dinner again. And John says to June, hey, has God said anything to you? And she goes, well, I was praying about this and an idea popped into my mind. I don't know if it was God or not. And he goes, the same thing happened to me. What's the idea that popped into your mind? She said, maybe we should write up a budget. He goes, that's exactly what I thought too. You see, when you're asking God to lead you, asking him to lead you, and then you get an idea like that, and when you both get the same idea, that's God leading you. That's what he's doing. Something as simple as a budget. And all of a sudden, this couple, because they went to their counselor and he led them, they figure out how to get back on track.
It's Pete Briscoe you're hearing today on Telling the Truth. He'll be right back to wrap up today's message. But first, we know that the way marriage and premarital relationships are portrayed on television differs drastically with what the Bible teaches. And trying to talk about it in a culture that holds such drastically different views is rather awkward. But if we're going to enjoy relationships the way God intended, we have to talk about the awkward things. That's why we want to send you Pete Briscoe's new Bible teaching called Modern Marriage. Rather than just avoid these hard topics, Pete takes them head on to help you see what Scripture says so you can experience God's best for your relationship. We'll send you a copy of this relevant series as thanks for your generous gift today. Your support helps keep Telling the Truth on the air so more people like you can hear God's word and experience abundant life in Him. So call today to give and request your copy of Modern Marriage. 1-800-889-5388. 1-800-889-5388. Or give online at tellingthetruth.org. Okay, let's hand it back over to Pete to close out today's message.
That's the first counsel you need to go to. The second counsel you need to go to, a friend. A friend. You see, God brings wise people into our life in our community of faith. When we surround ourselves with true community, this is why we tell you to get into small groups, so you can get into a circle of people. That circle of people is a composite of wisdom that's been drawn over a lifetime of walking with Jesus. And they're available to you, and you're available to them. And this is community. This is how we help each other. Friends. And in that group of friends, there's a leader. And so that leader may be able to help you one day. And over that group is a pastor. And that pastor may be able to help you one day. So in the context of community, we go to people because God gives us wisdom through people sometimes. I ask you to turn to Exodus chapter 18, verse 13. This is the first occurrence of yes in the Bible. Jethro, the father-in-law of Moses, has come to visit him. Moses has taken the people of Israel out of Egypt, and they're in the wilderness, and Jethro comes to see him. It says in verse 13, the next day Moses took his seat to serve as judge for the people, and they stood around him from morning till evening. And when his father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he said, "What is this you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit as judge while all these people stand around you from morning till evening?" Moses answered him, "Well, because the people come to me to seek God's will. Whenever they have a dispute, it's brought to me, and I decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and instructions." So in other words, Moses is the fount of wisdom for the people of Israel. Just reading this story makes me ask the same question. What is it about men that makes us so reluctant to ask for help? Why wouldn't Moses one day wake up and say, "This is wearing me out. I wonder if there's anyone else that could help me with this." But he needed someone else to tell him this. Moses' father-in-law replied, "Listen, what you are doing is not good." That's called straightforward. That's pretty much straightforward. This is, Moses, this is dumb. What you're doing is not going to work. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Verse 19, "Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice." It's the word yes in Hebrew. "I'll give you some counsel, and may God be with you." And so Moses listened as Jethro said, "Just delegate this. Just train up some other judges and delegate it, and only let the most difficult cases come to you. And that way, other people will get involved, everyone will be served better, and you won't die." Verse 24, Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said. Wisdom is knowing where to find it. Wisdom is listening when a wise person shares some truth with you.
Thanks, Pete. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart and helps you to experience life in Christ. And we want to invite you to make that possible for more listeners through your gift today. When you give to Telling the Truth, you help keep encouraging biblical messages just like you heard today on air and online, so more people can experience life. To say thanks for your gift today, we'll send you Pete Briscoe's inspiring new series, Modern Marriage. Biblical truth and modern culture don't often agree on the topic of marriage. And as a result,
the church tends to stay quiet about important issues like, is it okay to live together before marriage? Or what does equality in marriage look like? Pete's new series takes you straight to God's Word so you can find biblical answers to these tough questions and experience God's best for your marriage. Again, call today to get your copy of Modern Marriage when you give. 1-800-889-5388. Again, that's 1-800-889-5388. Or you can give online at tellingthetruth.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Come back tomorrow as the Briscoes share more powerful truth to help you experience abundant life in Christ. That's next time on Telling the Truth.